Everyone turneth to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. That's like a fool. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the times of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. I say you're wise, and the law of the Lord is with us. Certainly, in vain made he yet. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They're dismayed and taken. Lo, they rejected the word of the Lord. Listen to that. They have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them. Verse 15, we looked for peace and no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. And that's the thing that's rising upon America. That mischief is going to rise upon mischief and rumor upon rumor. And then God prophesies. They'll hear the vision and seek the vision of the prophet in this day that's arising. That's in Ezekiel 7, verse 25. All right, continuing here very briefly, as we bring the message toward a close. In the ninth chapter of Jeremiah, he continues telling why that Israel is destroying herself and why any other nation is destroying itself by divine judgments in not conforming to God's laws and doing the things that are pleasing to him. Jeremiah 9:11. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth and is burned up like a wilderness that none passeth through. Listen to verse 13 in Jeremiah 9. And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, that their fathers taught them. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and I will give them water of gall to drink and scatter them. And that is the divine judgments that destroyed Israel. But it wasn't God's fault. It was their fault for sin and rebellion against the word of the Lord. In verse 21, Jeremiah 9. For death has come up into our windows and has entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets. That's going to come to America, beloved. God's judgments are going to come upon this nation and even upon the church. How about that? Verse 20 before that says, hear the word of the Lord, O you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor lamentation. For death is come up into our windows, and is entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the streets. My God, what a time is coming as America goes further and further away in rejection of the voice of God's great prophetic message that he always sends in his mercy and in his love to turn rebellious men and nations back to his favor and away from the impending judgments that are going to fall swiftly unless there's repentance and a turning back to the Lord. My Lord, let us look at this in conclusion now. As a prophet, people want to shrug this off and say, well, this is for somebody else. Don't look at two scriptures in chapter 12, verse 17. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. God's not just talking to Israel when he says, O Israel, you've destroyed yourself. He's talking to America in bold letters of a handwriting on the wall in a prophetic message. He said, in any nation that will not obey my voice, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. In Jeremiah 12:17. Now, go a little bit further. Jeremiah 18, in verse 7. At what instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation, against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at one instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. And then listen to what he says here to try to turn away and stave off this great judgment. Verse 11, Jeremiah 18. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I might inject here to the men of our nation of America, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. I'm planning, God says, something against you in the form of judgment. Return you now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. My Lord, what an opportunity, what an offer of divine mercy, of reconciliation. God is not overbearing. God is not without understanding and caring concern. As the prophet said in Jeremiah, or rather Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be made as white as snow. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The judgments of God are rising swiftly, my beloved. And there's no place to hide. There's no place to go. There's no place to run to get away from them. As I preached on the message, no place to hide. The only place to get is under the blood of Jesus. Get your sins under the blood. Stay under the blood. Keep your feelings and your affections under that blood, to where it'll keep you clean and holy and justified. And the Lord has promised to give us a hiding place when he comes out of his place to punish the earth for their iniquity and the church for their abominations. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we ask you to touch and grip every heart and soul in the power of divine persuasion. Father, this is an evil time. We've come down to the time, it's not time to put the children to bed, because the house is on fire and the judgments of God are thundering in the very near distance, and they're swiftly coming in a storm of darkness and terror that's going to rend this civilization and our old sick society and nation. Lord, I pray that you'll help people to understand that this is the last end time movement of the Holy Ghost to send a message in God's love to those that are rebellious, to turn them away from their rebellious ways, that their ways will not lead them into that gathering storm and into a mighty confrontation with divine judgments that are to purge them and chasten them and to humble them, that they'll turn back to God in his fear and his holiness. I pray, Lord, that there'll be a returning before it takes a severe thundering from God to turn them back again in this gathering storm. Help us, Lord, to teach our children, as the Joel the prophet said, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children's children. Oh, God, this thing is coming swiftly. There's not much time left. Lord, we must explain to our children, we can't live a lifestyle like we could 20 years ago. Lord, we've come, Father, right down to where the sands have all fallen through the hourglass, and we're even living on borrowed time. There's no time for folly. There's no time for vacation. There's no time for honeymoons. There's no time for any foolish decisions. We must make every decision in the fear of God, that we'll prepare for the gathering storm, for we're watching our society as it's on its deathbed with the death rattles, dying, going and facing the judgments of God blindly with misery. Oh, my God, help us to turn every heart we can back to your holiness and righteousness and to the fear of God, that we can avoid these terrible things that are coming in the form of divine judgments. We ask you, God, to catch every heart and soul in the grip and open every eye to hear, to see, every ear to hear, and every heart to understand. In Jesus' name, and amen. Praise the Lord.